Sechta Shavuos, Parag Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. So this Mishnah is really sort of a continuation of a Mishnah in Ksubas. And the Mishnah says, K'shem she'amru apegemes ksubasa. The same way that we said that a woman who was pegem or ksuba, meaning she already collected part of her ksuba, and now she's coming to collect the rest of the ksuba, lo tipara ela b'shvua. She only collects with a shvua. In another case, the eid echad me'ida shi parua. One aid says that her ksuba is paid up, like the parel b'shvua. She has to make a shvua to collect the rest of her ksuba. Minachasim shubadim u'mich nichse yisaimim, like the parel b'shvua. Similarly, if someone wants to collect from nachasim shubadim, meaning that the person who owes the money doesn't actually have the nachasim, but he did have the nachasim at one point, and those nachasim were meshubad to this loan, or you want to collect from yisaimim, like the parel b'shvua. V'anifras shalei b'funav. And similarly, if the husband divorced her, and then he went overseas, and now she wants to collect the money while he's not around, is loiti para ella b'shuvua. So she can only collect all these cases, she can only collect her ksuba with a shvua. Similarly, so too, additional cases, v'cheina yisaimim lei paru ella b'shuvua. So too, they made a gzeira that orphans, yisaimim, they can't collect the debt owed to their father unless they make a shvua. Now, even though they have loan documents, they have a shtar saying that the father was owed money, they can't collect it from the children of the borrower without making a shvua. So just as a woman has to make a shvua to collect the ksuba, they have to make a shvua also. Now, they don't make the regular shvua, because how do you expect a yasim to make a shvua on his father's dealings? He doesn't know. But what he does know is, the Mishnah goes on to explain what a shvua is, a shvua shlei pakadnu abba. They have to swear that the father did not instruct us on his deathbed, nor did our father tell us at any time that it was paid up or anything like that. So they swear we don't have any knowledge of this having been paid up. Nor have we found a receipt that the shtar was paid up between all of our father's papers. That this shtar is perua. So they can't swear that they know much more about the loan, but they could swear that they know that they don't have any information as to it having been paid up. Even if the child was born after the father died, he also has to swear. So even though he can't swear that the father didn't tell me anything because he wasn't alive when the father died, but he could swear that he didn't find anything among the father's possessions, any documents stating that it was paid up. If you have witnesses at the time of death that the father said, at the time the father was dying, he said, this shtar is not paid up. In that case, the yisaimim do not have to swear. You could collect without a shvua. The following people, you could force them to swear, even if you have no tain against them. Hashutfin, business partners. So you have one of the partners who's running the business, and the other one wants him to swear that he wasn't taking any money on the side. Varisim, sharecroppers, same thing. Vapatrupsin, an administrator, someone who's in charge of a business, or in charge of nechasim, of yisaimim, and such. Vaisha, haneses, v'naisenes p'sech abayis, a woman who's buying and selling stuff for her husband in the house, uben abayis, or a member of a household. What does that mean? That means if, let's say, there were a few yarshim, and one of them is managing the estate for the brothers, so that brother, all these cases, we could force them to swear even though you have no taina. What's the case? Amar aloi, ma'ata taineni, what do you want me to swear? What do you have against me? They tell him, "Ritzayin shiti shavali. I don't have any tainus. I want you to swear that while you managed the property, you didn't take anything from it." In all these cases, he is chayiv. So even though the owner is not saying that we know that you took something, the chacham required him to swear even in response to no claims at all, because in general, these types of people tend to take money that they are not owed. Chalku ashutvin v'arisin. If, let's say, the shutfin or the arisin divided it up. So meaning they already divided up all their things. Now it's too late already. Ein yachel lashpia. Now you can no longer go ahead and make him swear, because it's too late. The properties were already divided up. Each one has their own part. It's too late to make him swear. However, nizgagol eshvua b'makom acher. So let's say you were able to force a shvua upon the sharecropper or this partner based on a different argument. Megalglan all of us called this din of Gilgal Shvua. Once you have one Shvua on him, you could force him to make a second Shvua, and you could be Megalgal on him the Shvua that while we were partners, he did not take any money. The last din seems to be a little bit unrelated. And the Mishnah says, Vashvius Mishametes es Ashvua. Shvius is Mishamet the Shvua. Now we know that Shvius is Mishamet loans. If Shvius passes by, then all loans do not have to be paid back. Over here, the Mishnah is telling me an added din that not only is it meshamet loans, but it's meshamet shvuas. So if, let's say, there's a loan that would have required a shvua for that loan, once shvias passes, you cannot require a loan. And this is even in a case if for some reason the loan stays in place over shvias, you could get the loan back, but you're not going to be able to force him to make a shvua based on that loan. Have a good day.